Welcome back to the History of Racism podcast with me, your host, Ed Raverman. Today's topic will be the Tuskegee Airmen of World War II and how they defied the odds and went on to went down in history as revolutionaries in the fight against racism and Jim Crow laws in the United States. To give a little background on the Tuskegee Airmen, I'd like to first start by giving the overview of who they were. The Tuskegee Airmen were an African-American air squadron during World War II. Because this happened before desegregation in the United States military, all units in the military were segregated, meaning white people would fight with white people and black people would fight with black people. This meant that the African-American fighters all had to be in one squadron, known as the Tuskegee Airmen. Naturally, these African-American soldiers faced harsh amounts of criticism and prejudice in forms of racism and many different types of racism. For example, as I previously talked about segregation in military units, segregation is an example of institutionalized racism against African Americans. Segregation belittles them and makes them seem less than human, less than their fellow white people, because it shows that they're not good enough to serve with them. However, that is not the case, as we are all human. This institutionalized racism is built into the government and supports a dominant group at the expense of the African Americans, which are the less dominant group. They had to fight through this and pursue their hopes of serving their country, despite the fact that their country didn't actually want them serving. We can dive in further into the Tuskegee Airmen by analyzing one specific member, perhaps one of the most famous members of the group, and the racism he had to deal with in his journey to become a Tuskegee Airman. This airman's name is Benjamin Davis Jr. Benjamin Davis Jr. is actually the first African-American student to graduate from West Point. In his time at West Point, he experienced the effects of cultural racism. Cultural racism is a belief or symbol of behavior that teach preference towards the dominant group. This dominant group is white people. At his time at West Point, white students shunned him and refused to share rooms or even eat with him. Even though he was one of them and he was one of their top students, he was still treated as subhuman as a result of cultural racism. Cultural racism goes back to the childhoods of white students. From the time they were brought up by their parents and their teachers, they were taught that they were superior and African Americans were less than them. However, that is not the case. Benjamin Davis proved them wrong as he went on to become a colonel with the Tuskegee Airmen and trained them vigorously to combat Nazis in World War II. The racism experienced by Benjamin Davis Jr. was not an isolated incident. That type of cultural racism was experienced by all members of the Tuskegee Airmen. An example of this can be seen when their incident at the Freeman Field Club in Indiana. This club was an officer's club. All the Tuskegee Airmen wanted to do was kick back and relax on their off day. However, they were not allowed to do so. The officers banned them from coming into the club and promoted racial segregation, because the reason he didn't allow them in was because they were African Americans. They did not stand for this, and 103 of them were arrested and charged with mutiny and disobedience. This event became known as the Freeman Field Mutiny. Something good did come out of this, however. These men received help from a young lawyer by the name of Thurgood Marshall, who later went on to become a Supreme Court Justice, and he became famous after this case. The story of the Tuskegee Airmen is not just a story about sadness and misery, about how soldiers couldn't exercise their God-given rights based on the color of their skin. It is a story of defiance. These soldiers, despite being segregated, despite being criticized, despite being racially prejudiced against, went on to fly 1,578 combat missions in Europe during World War II. During these missions, they destroyed 162 aircraft. And in those 1,578 combat missions, they only allowed 25 U.S. bombers to go down. They went down as heroes for their courage and excellence. And today, they are seen as an example of how, no matter what the odds are, you can overcome institutional racism with perseverance and strength, and they went down in history as being strong men who stood up for their rights and fought Jim Crow laws during World War II. That's all the time we have for today. Tune in next week when we talk about Jackie Robinson and the racism he had to deal with in his journey to the MLB.